T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I think that's a good way to bring us back. Cam Reddish joining us here live from the Emory Sports Medicine Complex, the Hawks practice facility, as he was just introduced as the newest member of the Atlanta Hawks. First off, Cam, congratulations. Thanks for
congratulations,
being
Congratulations, man. Thank you so congratulations. Much. And we had to come back. We had to come in with that song because we saw the clip, Cam, and you're like, my man's coming to Atlanta. And they, you know, the biggest group in Atlanta, Outkast. He didn't get it.
No, let me explain.
Okay, please.
Please do.
Please do.
Please do.
Please do.
First and foremost.
Yeah, I think I was just like blanking on camera, really. I know them. I've seen them before. But obviously on camera, it's different. You know, you get a little tense and nervous. But I don't know them. I know a few songs.
Okay. All right. All is forgiven.
Perfect.
All is forgiven.
We just had to clear that up because when that video came out on Friday, people were like, hang on. They might have to trade him. They don't know who Outkast is. Might have to be a draft day trade. Anyway, Cam Reddish joining us here. Does know who Outkast is. Fully confirmed. Off to a great start. Number 22, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How come?
Growing up, my dad used to play. He used to wear 44. And just wanted to be, you know, half of him. So 22 was obviously half of 44, and that's how it all started.
That's great.
Cam.
That's a great reason.
Has to be one of the greatest nights of your life being drafted on Thursday night. But, I mean, it's only been 4 days. How has your life changed in these 4 days? Because this is a big deal getting drafted in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. It's truly a blessing. The city of Atlanta showed a ton of love, and I hope to reciprocate that love in the near future. And I'm just extremely happy and excited to be here.
So. What is that? How are you going to reciprocate the love? What does that mean?
Yeah, I want to give Atlanta my all. I'm going to give me the opportunity to, you know, be the best Cam I can be. So I just want to come in here, you know, work extremely, extremely hard, and just give everything I got.
Now, you know a couple of guys that are here already. You said you were talking to the presser. You played at Team USA with Kevin Herter. Mm-hmm. You're a Philly guy, so you know Amari Spellman. But this Trae Young thing, and right now we're looking at him as possibly the face of this franchise, the guy who's going to lead it. How is your relationship need to be with him?
You said how's it need to be?
Yes.
I mean, we need to be super close. I mean, he can do a variety of different things on the court, and I'm looking forward to learning from him, learning, you know, his tendencies and stuff like that, and building our chemistry as a team. Not only just Trae, and I feel like, you know, that's the first thing we need to do, and you know, from there it's just up.
Cam Reddish joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I know Trae FaceTimed you right after you got selected.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you as a guy who's now coming onto a team where Trae already is? And look, Trae's done a really good job in a year of building up a rapport with the, like you said, developing that chemistry with the fan base. What does that mean to you for him to reach out to you immediately like that?
Yeah, I mean, it felt great. I mean, it was within minutes he called me, so just knowing he was watching made me feel good. Obviously, he's a phenomenal player. Hopefully, he gets, you know, Rookie of the Year tonight. But, I mean, it made me feel great, so I'm looking forward to getting started with him.
This will be my only question to you about Duke and everything, and it's because the fact that what was your role? Because a lot of people, everybody knew about the other two guys. We know what was going on with them, 1-3 drafted respectfully, but your skill set was probably the closest, was probably better than both of those as far as what you can do as a total player. How was your role with Duke last year? Because for me, I thought, I was like, this guy can ball, but for some reason it seems like he's not sure where he needs to fit in with his team.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough for me to really adjust. You know, I was used to being on the ball a lot. But that's why I think Duke prepared me for this level. I mean, I learned how to play off the ball. And obviously, early in the season, I had a few injuries. So it was just tough, you know, adjusting in the very beginning. I think it's preparation for what's to come.
I'm sure you've heard a lot of the positive things people have said about your game. I'm sure you've heard some of the negative things people have said coming into the draft as well. And for whatever reason, the thing that kept coming up was motor, was ability to motivate or something like that. Just hearing you up there earlier, talking to you now, you keep talking about hard work. Where do you think that perception comes from? Why would folks have an idea that your motor wouldn't be what it should be?
I think I have a calm demeanor.
Yeah.
People can take that, you know, the wrong way. Take it as I'm being passive. And I don't think that's necessarily, you know, true or accurate in any way. I think I just have a calm demeanor. And but, you know, I'm ready to give my all. So
We were saying that in your press car. We're like, well, look at he's cool, man. He's just not, he's not real, you know. He's not a guy that's gonna be out there in your
jacket.
Face. Look at that, I mean,
he's
smooth.
Gotta be cool.
He's smooth up here with the. And that is from the JCPenney collection, right? I mean, you're fresh. I mean, JCPenney didn't have stuff like that when I was growing up. But
me
I mean,
either.
That is sharp right there. Yeah. And going back to the injury because you are a little banged up right now, trying to recover from that. I don't think you're gonna be able to play in summer league and all that. So right now, your whole mindset is just getting healthy and getting on the court.
Oh yeah, for sure. Right now, I feel great. Like, I really think I could play. Obviously, I can't. But I mean, I feel great. I have no pain right now. And yesterday, I worked with the training staff to just a little PT. So I'm just trying to get back, as soon as possible. No rush. But I'm definitely feeling good right now.
What is it that's ailing you? That's not going to allow you to play in summer league? What's the issue?
Yeah, I had a partially torn groin, and I had to just get it repaired.
Right. Well, yeah, we need your hole, man.
Oh, yeah, we got
Yeah, we need your hole. Summer League
of
be
all
there.
The things you want to tear, a groin doesn't sound like the one you want to be messing with.
That is. So far, since you've been here for a couple of days now, how's your interaction been with Coach Pierce so far?
Oh, yeah, he's a real cool dude, real laid back. I feel like we kind of have similar personalities in a way, but I feel like he'll help me grow, and that's what I want to, that's the ultimate goal, is just to get better and progress every single day, and I feel like he'll be the one to push me every single day.
Has he kind of defined what he needs from you?
Here and there, I feel like that's kind of a thing we need to kind of figure out, once we get on the court and once we connect, with the rest of the team. And, I feel like, we'll just figure that out, in the near future.
Cam Reddish joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cam, we were talking about this on Friday. We were doing a show talking about you as the selection, and Randy said to me, well, he's tough because he's from Philly.
Yes.
Is that true? Like, I didn't realize Philly automatically meant you're tough. Is that true?
I'm actually from Norristown, Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Which is not too far from Philly, but I did play in Philly a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of guys in Philly are gritty and, aggressive and obviously tough. So I definitely get that from that, that area. But for sure, yeah.
I just want a clarification, all right? He also said he's not from Philly.
Well, technically, he's from Philly, okay?
What is it, Norristown?
Norristown.
That's tougher. That's tougher.
Norristown's tougher than Philly?
I don't know.
There we go. See there, and again, we enjoy. We're happy. We're very excited you're here. And when you're sitting there, and the picks are going and everything, because we didn't know what the Hawks were going to. We know that a lot of mock drafts. I'm pretty sure you saw him had you coming to Atlanta. When 8 came up, did you think you were going there?
I really didn't know. I was praying I came to Atlanta low key. But. I really had no idea. My agent gave me an idea that you guys would take me at 10, but I wasn't sure I'd be there that long. Obviously, it worked out perfectly for me, but to be honest with you, I had no idea what was going to happen.
Well, I'm glad your prayers were answered.
Yes.
Oh, me too.
You were a guy we've been talking about for a good long time. Why? Why Atlanta was the city that you were praying for?
I mean, I've been here quite a few times. I used to have family here. I'm sure I still do. I'm not necessarily sure if they moved or not, but I mean, the city of Atlanta to me is perfect. Like, it's beautiful outside of the basketball world. And then obviously the fan base is like no other. I mean, they show so much love to me, and I mean billboards and seeing myself on buildings and stuff like that. I mean, it's truly a dream come true, and I mean, I appreciate all the love.
It's gotta be so cool to get come up, and as soon as you get to the city, it's a billboard sitting there with you on it.
Oh, you don't even know.
I don't know.
I've
never been on a billboard.
Yeah, it felt great. Dream come true, really.
Can you explain this to us? We had this conversation leading into the draft on Thursday. We were taking bets on who was and wasn't going to wear socks. There was a lot of guys up there with no – you're sitting here with us right now with no socks on.
No socks.
What's that about? Is that what's hot right now?
Tell us the word that you said.
All right, yeah, I said it's swaggy.
It's swaggy.
Yeah, we
need to get on that side of the swaggy.
I got sweaty feet. it wouldn't be good.
Yeah, definitely swaggy, smooth. But my pants were kind of they're higher. So I'm not gonna wear socks like that. Look right.
You got to show the ankles off.
Yeah,
it's all about
the style.
Yeah. So okay, when are you going to officially? Everybody's coming down. I'm here in Atlanta. You got to go back to school, get some stuff. What you got coming up?
Right now, I'm here. I'm here till summer league. I'll be here throughout the entire time, just rehabbing and trying to get better, get more healthy. And I mean, that's that. So
okay.
What else do we need to know about Cam Reddish as he joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy? What about nicknames? There's a lot of nicknames on this team. Do you have one?
I mean, my full name is obviously Cameron, but my nickname is Cam. I go by Cam. A lot of people call me Cam Fam, of course.
Cam Fam.
Okay. So okay.
I don't
Cam
mind
Fam.
That.
All right.
And, you know, those two right there.
Perfect.
I love it.
Welcome to Atlanta, Cam.
Yeah, congratulations, bro. That's big time.
I'm happy those prayers were answered, man. Great to meet you. Again, congratulations. We'll be seeing a lot of you soon.
For sure. Thanks.
That's Cam Reddish, the number 10 overall pick by the Atlanta Hawks last week. Newest member of your Atlanta Hawks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.